Blog Talk Radio.
The Franciscan Friars of the Atonement present the Ave Maria Hour.
Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside Grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
The seventh station of the cross. Within the stilled cathedral, the people linger before the scene of the compassionate woman who braved the anger of the high priests and gave Jesus her veil with which to cleanse his disfigured face. But Jesus was forced to move on, and we go with him on his painful way to the hill of death. And as we come to the seventh station, we see that he has fallen again.
We adore thee, O Christ, and we bless thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. Consider the second fall of Jesus under the cross, a fall which renews the pain of all the wounds of the head and members of our afflicted Lord. How many times thou hast pardoned me, and how many times have I fallen again, and begun again to offend thee.
Now, Dismas and Cestus, the two thieves, followed after Jesus. For it was written in the scriptures, "And he was reckoned among the wicked, and he hath borne the sins of many." And Dismas was well aware of the difficulty Jesus was having in bearing his cross, for his own was heavy and rubbed the skin from his shoulder. It pained him when Jesus fell, and the wounds were reopened, and the blood trickled into his beard. Dismas was trying hard to remember where he had first seen Jesus, merely because it diverted his mind from the death that lay ahead for him. And suddenly Dismas remembered John the Baptist, and how he went to him because of his mother. That time he was first caught stealing.
Stop, thief!
Dismas, you've been running. What's the matter?
Nothing, Mother.
Dismas, why do you run?
Shh, Mother, not so loud. He'll hear.
Who will hear?
Shh. Everything's all right. Now, what were you saying, Mother?
I want you to tell me why. Who's there?
Don't open it.
Open up. I know he's in there.
Who do you want?
The man who ran down the street. I know he's there. Two men saw him enter.
One moment, please.
No, Mother, don't open it. It's a man who doesn't like me. He'll beat me.
Who are you?
I'm Lemuel Bar Allen, the merchant. If you don't open the door, I'll go to the authorities.
Oh. Dismas, don't run away.
Ah, that's the man I'm looking for.
This is my son. Dismas, do you know this man?
Why, no, I don't think so.
No, he knows me well enough. Less than 15 minutes ago, he loitered in front of my stall. And when my back was turned, he stole a valuable knife. The finest steel with an embossed handle.
That's a lie.
Then why did you run when I called for you to stop?
There must be a mistake. My son wouldn't steal anything.
Of course not. It's always some other son who steals, not yours.
Dismas, did you take the knife?
Ask him why he was running.
You were running, Dismas. Didn't you tell me you were afraid this man would beat you?
Yes. Yes, I was. Well, maybe I was in front of his stall. The crowd jostled me and made me knock over his sign. It fell with a loud noise, and I thought he was angry, so I ran. I didn't want to get beaten.
A fine story. He tripped over the sign after he stole the knife.
My son is not a thief.
And I'm no liar.
It's sinful to bear false witness.
Woman, I know my scripture as well as any man. I'd not accuse this man if I wasn't sure. Now, look here. I can see you're an honest, hard-working woman, which is more than I can say for your son.
I will not stand for insults. I'm leaving. What's that?
That's my knife.
Please, Lemuel Bar Amon, don't call the authorities.
Well, there's no reason he should. I don't know how that knife got there. It must have got entangled in the hem of my tunic. Had I known it was there, I certainly would have returned it.
Dismas is a good son. He's all I have. Don't arrest him. His father died when he was young. I can't get along without him.
I don't want to be hard on you, but punishment might be the answer to his thievery.
I'm sure he didn't mean to take it. It was an accident.
Well, I'll not press a charge this time. Not because I think he's innocent. Because I'm a busy man and courts take time. I'd lose as much time as the knife is worth. Well, I'll let you off, young man. On condition you promise never to steal again.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you 1,000 times. Never will I take anything again.
Didn't you just tell me you didn't steal it? Woman, if I were you, I'd do something about your son. Well, I've got my knife. But if it happens again, it'll go hard with you.
Dismas, how could you, after you swore to me the last time?
Mother, I didn't take it.
But you just admitted it.
Oh, that. I wanted to get rid of him. It was the easiest way.
And have him leave thinking I brought my son up a thief?
You must believe me. I didn't take it.
But it wasn't an accident.
Mother, here's what most likely happened. I was with Cespedes.
But you promised me you would not go with him anymore.
But what can I do when he greets me in the street and walks along with me? I didn't go about looking for him. We met in front of that stall. There's no doubt Cestus took that knife, slipped it into my tunic so that if he was suspected, it wouldn't be found on him.
Cestus is no good. Promise me you'll not be seen with him again.
Of course, Mother, I promise.
That's a good son. Now we forget all about the knife.
Oh, gladly.
Son, there's one thing I want you to do for me.
Mother, you know I'd do anything for you.
There's a man who stands at the crossing of the Jordan and he's called...
John the Baptist. Everybody's heard of him.
Many are saying he is the Messiah, and he's calling on all to come and be baptized in repentance for the forgiveness of sins.
But what has that to do with me?
I want you to go to him and accept his baptism.
Oh, Mother, you can't expect me to do that. I don't know anything about him. These fanatics are always springing up.
No one the like of him has ever spoken before. You'll go to him repentant and beg forgiveness for your sins. Do it for your own sake, Dismas, not mine. And then come back and start all over.
If it'll please you, Mother, I'll go to him one of these days.
No. You'll go now.
What? Walk to the Jordan in the darkness?
I'll pack something for you to eat. You'll be ready by the time I'm finished.
Well, what's come over you? I've never heard you speak like this before.
You've stolen. You've lied. You've broken your sworn word to me. Unless you change, you'll die on the gibbet.
Oh, now, Mother, you don't believe that I'll...
You will either accept the baptism John preaches, or I will...
Or you will do what?
I shall go to the authorities and tell them all the wrongs you've done.
All right. If it means that much to you, I'll go.
Your mother threatened that.
Cestus, she meant it, too.
Dismas, I've been thinking. It's the thing to do.
Well, you didn't think so when I told you. You laughed.
Never mind. This John the Baptist is drawing great crowds to him.
You've seen him?
I was there 2 days ago.
But not to be baptized.
Hardly. When a rich merchant goes into the river, he leaves his valuables behind.
Did you get anything?
Nothing to crow about.
Well, why then do you say I should go to the Jordan?
First, your mother told you, so you have to. But second, many people from Jerusalem will see you.
I'd rather they didn't.
And they'll say, why, there's Dismas. Surely we must be mistaken about the kind of man he is. Otherwise, he would not be baptized. You don't see what I mean, do you?
It'll discount my bad reputation?
Exactly. They'll say you've repented and are a new man. And they'll be more willing to trust you.
Oh, well, I wouldn't mind that. Maybe Mother's right. And I should have a fresh, new start. She worries about me. And I haven't been a very good son.
Well, then, let's start.
You're coming, too?
Yes, why not?
For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Never have I seen such a man. Even those from the temple seem to fear him.
Brood of vipers, who has shown you how to flee from the wrath to come?
Abraham! Our father Abraham!
Do not think to say we have Abraham for our father. For I say to you that God is able out of these stones to raise up children to Abraham.
They don't like what he says.
Brood of vipers.
I indeed baptize you with water for repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to bear. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
He's ready to baptize.
May as well go and get it over with.
You're not coming?
Not now. Later, perhaps. I'll look around and see who's here.
Then Dismas went to John and confessed that he had been a thief and had caused sorrow to his mother. And in his repentance, he was baptized.
Just as Dismas was about to leave the place, he saw John baptize a man who, when he had walked from the Jordan, a sudden breeze was raised, and the trees seemed to make whisperings in the branches. Then a dove flew from the sky and lighted on this man's shoulder. And Dismas thought this strange, and he wondered who the man was. He wanted to linger, but Cestus signaled to him that they should go.
Cestus, I feel much better for telling of my misdeeds.
You didn't mention my name, did you?
Oh, of course not.
Good.
Did you see the man on whom the dove settled?
No, I was busy most of the time.
You didn't go to John, did you?
No.
Why not? I thought that was your reason for coming.
I was about to go to him, but then I decided I'd wait.
Wait? For what? The man may leave any day.
He said one was coming after him, so worthy that John couldn't even bear his sandals, and he would baptize. I'll wait for him.
But, Cestus, he said the man after would baptize with fire.
I don't remember hearing that.
Well, he did. And that he would gather wheat into the barn, but burn the chaff in the fire.
You're not afraid, are you?
Not anymore. As I said, I'm glad I came.
Now your mother will stop scolding you.
Cestus, she thinks I shouldn't see you again.
All right, Dismas. I'll find someone else to work with me. This fellow must have frightened you a lot.
There was something about the way he spoke. But what must the one be like who's to follow? I wonder who it could be. I'd very much like to know.
Dismas?
Just a minute, Mother.
I talked to the man who owns the vineyard.
Oh, there was no need to do that. I'll find something to do by myself.
But you've been idle for 2 weeks, and that's not good. The man was hesitant at first. But I told him you had been to see John the Baptist, and you had changed.
I don't see why you had to tell him everything about me.
But Dismas, he knew of you. One of his workers told him. Therefore, I had to admit you had done certain things in the past. But you had learned your lesson and would never again fall to temptation.
How do you expect me to work for him? This man has told all the other workers about me.
The owner is a good man, and he's willing to give you a chance. You're very fortunate. Not everyone would be so understanding. I told him you would be at his place early tomorrow.
You shouldn't have done that. How do you know I haven't found something myself?
Have you, Dismas?
Well, I expect to hear any day from a merchant who needs an assistant.
But until you do hear, why not work in the vineyard?
All right. I'll try it. But if I don't like it, I'll not stay.
I want you to go and stay. If something better turns up, you can leave.
All right, Mother. I told you I'd go. Now stop nagging me.
Dismas?
Oh. Hello, Cestus.
I haven't seen you for a long time. Have you been away?
No, I've been home.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Much.
Found it hard to get work, didn't you? After that merchant said you had stolen a knife from him.
Oh, I haven't had any trouble getting work. In fact, I'm on my way now to a new job.
Doing what?
Picking grapes.
Oh, that's no kind of work for a bright fellow like you.
Well, it's only temporary. A rich merchant's hiring me as his assistant when he gets back from Damascus.
It's going to be very hot today, and it's hard work.
I'm drenched already, just from walking.
Think what it'll be like when it's midday. Would you like a drink?
Well, I don't think I should.
You mean you haven't any money?
If you must know, I haven't.
Listen. Isn't that a sweet sound? Look.
Sestus. Where did you get all that money?
Not sweating in a vineyard for a few shekels a day. I'm not the one to forget an old friend. Come on. I'll pay for the drinks.
Well, how can you? There's no place open at this hour.
There are places that never close if you have money.
No. No, I'll be late to work.
Oh, come on. If you're late, you can say you didn't know how to reach the vineyard or you lost your way.
All right, Cestus. But just one drink, then I'll have to leave.
Girl, fill our mugs.
No. No more, thanks, Cestus.
One more won't do any harm. Besides, it's too late to report for work.
I really should be.
It's better not to come at all than to be late. You can start tomorrow.
Cestus, you haven't told me where you got the money.
You see that fellow over there? His back to us.
Yes? What of him?
You don't recognize him?
No. Who is he?
Barabbas.
The leader of the outlaws?
Another.
And you know him?
Yes, but I'm never to let on that I do when I see him in Jerusalem.
Well, did the money come from him?
I did a little work for him.
What kind of work?
I'm friendly with the camel drivers. And I get information of when caravans are moving, where they're going, and what's more important, what goods they carry. For this information, I get more than you would earn in a month picking grapes.
Cestus, believe me, I don't care for the work, but I told my mother I'd try it just to keep her quiet.
Barabbas could use another man during the Passover. He would pay well, Dismas. For a man quick with his hands, there'd be no danger at all.
What would this man have to do?
He's given me a list of some 10 rich merchants who have come with much gold. When they go to the temple to make an offering, all you have to do is brush against them in the crowd. One slash of a knife, and you have a purse.
Why does one need Barabbas for that? One could do it without him.
Hit or miss. You would just as often get a purse with shekels, not talents. This way you know where to strike.
No, I don't think I should try it.
Because of your mother? When you start bringing a little money home, she won't bother you. You can tell her you have work from this merchant who pays you well to guard his valuables.
It's not only my mother, Cestus. It's, well, something else.
What? Oh, surely you can tell your old friend.
Well, that day I was baptized, I resolved to repent and not to get into trouble again.
And you were forgiven, weren't you?
I did ask forgiveness.
So you were cleansed. Now you can make a fresh start. All those past deeds are forgotten. When John the Baptist comes again, you can go to him and say you did try hard, but you needed money for your starving mother and you had to snatch a purse. Or better, wait for the one who's to come after him.
That's what you're doing?
Why be baptized by John when the one he spoke of is much more powerful? Here. Here's 10 denarii in advance. I'll take it out of the first purse.
No, I'd rather not.
Go on, take it. I won't miss it. Girl, bring us another drink.
Well, let me think about it.
Take your time. But let me know before the Passover begins. Otherwise, I'll have to give this fine opportunity to another.
You have another in mind?
Several, but I wanted to give you the first chance.
10 denarii. I'd have to work a long time at the vineyard to earn that.
And in the hot sun. And the owner standing over you and nagging you to work faster. That's not for you, Dismas. If you make good, Barabbas will take you into his band.
No, I don't want that. All I want now is a little money in my pocket.
All right. Come in with me this time. Try it. Then, if you want to quit, well, that's all right with me. No. Keep the 10 denarii while you're thinking it over. Twenty talents, a fortune, Dismas.
It was easy in the crowd. The man didn't miss his purse until he was ready to make an offering.
Of course, we won't let Barabbas know how much was in the purse. We'll say there were only 12 talents. That's 4 each for you and me.
But that'd be stealing.
Wait. The soldiers. They may not be coming here. I think they're going by.
We're caught. Oh, I should never have listened to you.
Look out! He's trying to fall!
Dismas, following after Jesus and dragging his cross, stopped suddenly. The rough wood rubbed his shoulder raw, and he took advantage of the opportunity to shift it to his other side. Jesus was down in the dust again, and Simon struggled with the heavy beam to keep it from toppling over. They were not far from Golgotha, and the cries of the throng alarmed the carrion birds, which were wont to feast at the hill. They took to the air and their wings made a loud flapping noise. And as they flew over Jesus, Dismas remembered where he had first seen the man, at the River Jordan, the day Dismas was baptized. And he recalled that a dove had swept out of the sky and had rested on Jesus. And Dismas regretted that he had fallen into evil after his baptism.
I want to thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour, brought to you by the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. For over 110 years, the Friars have devoted themselves to fulfilling St. Francis' prayer, to heal wounds, to unite what has fallen apart, and to bring home those who have lost their way. We work for Christian unity and interreligious understanding. We provide respite at our retreat center at Greymoor for those in need of spiritual renewal. We staff parishes throughout the world, serve as chaplains for colleges, hospitals, and prisons. We care for the ill through hospice work, ministry to those with HIV/AIDS. We also shelter the homeless and provide treatment and services for those suffering from alcoholism and drug addiction. If you would like to be included in our prayer list, participate in special St. Anthony Novenas, and or visit St. Anthony's Shrine, Greymoor. Attend a retreat, learn more about our Ave Maria Hour productions, or simply make a donation to assist us in fulfilling St. Francis' prayer to help those in need. Please visit our website at atonementfriars.org or email me at avemaria@atonementfriars.org. You can write to me, Father Bob, Friars of the Atonement, Greymoor, Post Office Box 300, Garrison, New York, 10524. And so, in closing, I ask for the blessing of God upon you and those you love. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he look upon you with kindness and give you his peace. Amen.